Now let's go live to our studios for an impromptu hosted by Carrie Frumkin.
Thanks, Suzanne. A Stephen Sondheim double bill is happening this season at Chicago Shakespeare Theater on Navy Pier. Gypsy is being staged in its Courtyard Theater now through March 23rd, and Roadshow will be in the theater upstairs from March 13th through May 4th. CST Associate Artistic Director Gary Griffin is directing both productions. He and cast members from both shows, along with Michael Mahler, the music director for Roadshow, are with us this afternoon to give us a sampling of this exciting endeavor. And I should say at the outset that you're going to want to buy tickets, so I'll give you that information right now. Call the box office at 312-595-5600 or go to the CST website, which is chicagoshakes.com. Gary, Michael, thank you for coming. Thank you, performers all, and audience members as well. And we're going to start very quickly with some music from Gypsy, which I had the pleasure of seeing just this past Saturday night and was completely wowed by it. And it's just a wonderful production, which, you know, moves at a wonderful pace and has everything going for it. And of course, there's this marvelous music and great lyrics and book. And it's Sondheim, what can you say? And we want to get to Gypsy very quickly. So how about just giving us a really quick summation? A lot of people, of course, know this story, but some don't. And then we'll get to the number we're going to hear.
Well, Gypsy's the story of the evolution of the career of Gypsy Rose Lee, who was a major star, actually a stripper who became a major American personality celebrity in the 20th century. And story told through the relationship with her mother, but it's a great American story about a very great way around to success. She takes quite an interesting journey to get there.
That's for sure. And this song we're going to hear.
Well, when in the waning days of their time on the road, they end up in Wichita in a burlesque house. They didn't know it was a burlesque house when they were booked into it. And Gypsy Louise, who gets her name actually from one of the three ladies in this number, learns about that the art of the striptease is more than just talent, but it's having a gimmick. And Barbara Robertson as Tessie Tura, and Rengen Altai as Electra, and Molly Callanan as Mazeppa give Louise an abject lesson in the art of the striptease.
All right. You gotta get a gimmick from Gypsy.
I do it with a find it. If you wanna bump it, bump it with the trumpet.
Get yourself a gimmick, and you too can be a star.
Great stuff, great stuff. Music from Gypsy. And Roadshow will start later in March. Why pair these two productions, productions from really the opposite ends of Sondheim's incredible career?
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons, what you just said.
Yeah.
To look at his career from writing those incredibly witty, smart lyrics in Gypsy, which I'm always taken by that, hearing those, the lyrics to Gimmick, and then hearing, again, incredibly smart, sophisticated lyrics in Roadshow. And they're shows that take place, a lot of the shows actually occupy the same period in American history. But, you know, musical theater, Sondheim, are what audiences are willing to take in, has evolved in the last 55 years. So, you know, it's great to take in that evolution as well, what we can say. You know, if you wrote Gypsy today, it might be a different text, and whereas Roadshow is able to do that and embrace that.
Now, you're doing it on the Thrust stage, mm-hmm. and that, of course, is not the way it was initially
right.
intended. A lot of adaptation necessary, a lot of restaging?
Actually, the writing is so good that you just have to figure out how to manage the configuration. I think we're lucky in that often we're able to play the intimate scenes intimately, and we can bring them downstage and get them in your lap. And then, yeah, we can also suggest the scale of the Gypsy, and that it's, you know, we use our large proscenium for moments with... when we're doing the striptease at Minsky's, and when we want to show you that world inside the standard proscenium. So I actually think we're super fortunate to be able to have it both ways.
Right. And what about the arrangements of the music itself? Has that changed from the original Broadway orchestra?
Well, we have. Our great music director, Rick Fox, did was he reorchestrated it. And rather than doing a simple reduction of the show, which is to take it from one size to a smaller, he rethought the orchestration in terms of, well, what would a vaudeville or burlesque pit band sound like? Mm-hmm. And what was also the texture of the music of the time? So while honoring, I think, beautifully a lot of the sort of the emotional content, he brought a kind of authentic and a lot of flavor to the sound of the show that you hear in our space because it's more intimate. Mm-hmm. So we actually used the scale to our advantage, I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, with respect to Roadshow, this is a show with kind of a checkered history in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gone through all sorts of, well, convoluted evolutions, if I
right.
can say that. I mean, it's appeared in many different forms over the years.
Yes.
And this being the latest and hopefully the most successful of all. It was done recently in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And
San Francisco, I think it was.
San Francisco
it's starting
too.
To be licensed now.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think a lot of Sondheim shows have taken time to be fully embraced. If you look at Merrily We Roll Along, it had a very difficult beginning, and over time, people have really began to appreciate its virtues. And I think we're ready to look at Roadshow. And I have to say, in these wonderful artists who are in the room with us, who I'm working with on. I love being in the room with the piece every day, and I'm moved and inspired by it, and I'm really looking forward to for people to come to the theater and take it in all the ways we're able to present it.
And how have you approached it? How have you looked at it, looked at what's gone before? And
well, I don't, it's not so much our show's not a reaction to what's gone before as much as what would we do with it.
Yeah.
I think what we have done is, like what we do in Chicago, I'm proudly, is that we approach the shows as an ensemble, looking at how to interact and how the show, and I think one of the things we're doing with it, the show's interacting with the characters and the relationships are finding ways to deepen the connections and the relationships in the story, extended to the level of the relationship to the music and the relationship to the audience. And I And I think we have a unique opportunity in that space to get you really close to Roadshow and get you in it and get you to feel it and get to hear it, get to hear the relationship between the musical choices. And Michael can talk about that a little bit. But I think we're that, it's a very personal story, I think. I think it's very personal to Sondheim. I think it's very personal to John Wideman. And I think we are in it. And hopefully we can take you in it with the way we're doing it.
And Michael, how have you approached the music?
Well, we, rather than sort of starting from producing the orchestration like we talked about before, we're really kind of trying to use the music to highlight different moments. So the cast is all going to be playing instruments throughout the show in hopefully really interesting and surprising ways. We've got Matt Deitchman sort of at the piano the whole time, sort of our stand-in for Stephen Sondheim himself, kind of playing the show. Cool. But then in different ways, you know, when we need it, an instrument will show up. You know, when we need to go to the Yukon, Regina shows up with her violin, and that sound takes you there orally, like right away. When we go to New York, we've got somebody playing drums. We've got banjos. We've got clarinets. We've got things that sort of arrive and surprise you when we need them to kind of move the story forward.
And apparently, you've got some incredibly talented actors who can play all these instruments.
Yes, we're very lucky with the cast we've got. It's
amazing.
Shows have talk about talent and the relationship to what happens to people when they have and they don't have talent. And you are, I think one of the things at Roadshow and in Gypsy both, and I think hearing Molly play the trumpet, we have some of it even in Gypsy, is that you sense what talent, how talent affects our lives. And talent in storytelling is what I think you experience in Roadshow in a way, because you really can't believe these people. That person walked off after just playing that character and walked right back with a violin or an instrument, tuba. And there's somebody else, and you, and that some that the agility in storytelling is, I've never worked on anything quite like it.
Yeah, and honestly, you need, I mean, as an actor, you need that kind of agility with the language to work on a Stephen Sondheim piece, because it's so, you need that facility. And so now we're kind of trying to explore that with musicianship as well. It's really exciting.
And what is that story? I'm sure a lot of people don't know it.
It is the life of the Meisner brothers, Wilson and Addison Meisner. They were two men who had very colorful lives. We might know a lot about Addison Meisner because he was an architect who was responsible for a lot of the kind of architectural spirit of Palm Beach and Boca Raton, Florida. His brother Wilson tried a lot of things. He was a playwright. He managed a boxer and a jockey, and he worked in Hollywood in the film industry in the early days of that. He never seemed to take a career on for very long, but he was someone who very charismatic and someone you wanted to spend at least a year of your life with. There's a whole song about that, and there have been many, many books written about them. Sondheim, from his early years when he first got out of college, he tried to option the legendary Meisners to make it a musical, and David Merrick had taken the rights to it and ended up not doing it. David Merrick, the producer of Gypsy.
Yeah.
So there's a great synergy in those two men and their thoughts about those stories. But it is, those men were really exploring the American dream at the beginning of the century. The notion of you could go to the Klondike, if you're out of money, you can go to the Klondike and get rich quick. And there's get rich quick everywhere in the story, you know, ways to get there fast. So I love being around these two men. I think they're fascinating, they're maddening, it's great to spend time in the room with those characters.
Well, we're going to right now, as a matter of fact. And the first song is Brotherly Love, which you mentioned to me is new to the show.
Well, for those of you who saw Bounce at the Goodman years ago, and which was, you know, the show in its development, and it was the time that, you know, Sondheim and Wideman, first chance to really look at their show, and they have subsequently worked on it. Brotherly Love is a song that has been written since then, and I think the two brothers have arrived in the Yukon. They're not finding any gold. They're cold. They're in sleeping bags, and they're at wit's end. And they're eventually they actually end up having to share a sleeping bag because one of them splits. And so in that act, one brother starts to try to make the best of it. And this is what they sing.
You know what this reminds me of?
No, what?
Remember when I was in bed with the mumps and had to stay in New Year's Eve?
Frankly, no.
Remember how I was so down in the dumps when everyone started to leave?
Jesus, it's cold.
Are you sorry we came, Willie? You sorry we came?
Yes. No. Go to sleep.
At midnight with everyone down at the lake to take in the fireworks show.
Oh, yeah.
I cried till I fell half asleep by mistake.
And I snuck upstairs and I shook you awake.
You bundled me up in a couple of quilts, and you carried me up all the way to the roof. And that slippery patch,
yeah, we nearly got killed, but we got to see every
remember the whiz bang.
We had lots of good times.
We slept there till dawn, all wrapped up in those quilts.
Boy, Mama was madder than hell.
You always looked out for me, no matter what.
Brotherly love, brother, brotherly love. Oh, Jesus, I smell.
I'm not sorry I came, Willie, just as long as you're here.
Addison Meisner and Andy Rothenberg playing Wilson Meisner.
Great stuff. From Roadshow. And it must be such a wonderful thing to be able to work with this music, Michael.
Oh, it's incredible. And it has been really interesting to work on this show while Gypsy's going on downstairs. I mean, it's been so much fun to come to rehearsal at the theater every day and hear those themes that are resonating in Gypsy and then bring that into what we're doing with Roadshow and how the two shows sort of speak to each other in that
right,
way.
It's right, right. Yeah. The game, which we're going to finish with today from Roadshow, set the scene for that for us.
Well, not long after this moment, Wilson, the brother who had many careers, goes into the city and into the town, actually. No, it's not a city, it's a little town in the Yukon. He gets involved in a poker game, and he learns that he's good at it. Mm. And that a star is born. And so he's now got the bug, and his brother has come and found gold, and he wants to bet the claim and the gold in this game. So he's trying to convince his brother in this that the only thing that matters is the game. And I think what I love about this song and what I love about the whole show is it really captures the mischief in all of us that where risk and living in the moment come together.
Go ahead.
Addie, listen, we came up here to strike it rich, right? Well, we did twice. You out there, me in here.
What are you talking about?
How long is it going to take us to dig that gold out of that ground? 3 months? 3 years? I can dig it out of that guy's pocket in 3 seconds.
Willie?
Never let a chance go by. Addie, isn't that what Papa meant? Now and then you miss one, but I guarantee you this one is a winner. I'm no longer a beginner. Addie, take a chance or it disappears. Every card you're dealt opens new frontiers. Let's be pioneers.
Willie, that claim could be worth a fortune. Why would we gamble it?
Why wouldn't we?
Oh, God.
The whole thing's nothing more than just a game. And Addie, what I'm good at is the game. They said, come on in, sucker. Now they're sorry that I came. I tell you, kid, there's nothing like the game. It's better than girls, better than booze, beating ace high with a pair of twos, better than snowdrifts in your shoes, even if now and then you lose.
Exactly.
The thing that really matters is the game. It's more than just the winning, it's the game. That moment when a card is turned and nothing is the same. The only thing that matters is the game. It's better than smokes, better than snuff. Hooking a sucker just enough. Betting your bundle on a bluff. Jesus, what a moment! It's more than just the money that's at stake. That's nice, but it's just icing on the cake. It's your life, every pot. Who you are, not what you've got. Compared to that, the world seems pretty tame. The thing that really matters is the game. What do you think Papa would say? Boys, he'd say, seize the goddamn day. This is your chance.
All right, okay.
Game from Roadshow, Stephen Sondheim. Thank you all for coming in today. What a great pleasure this was, and I hope
you'll just
be sold out for the entire run.
Thanks a lot. For
both shows. Thanks to you, Gary Griffin, Michael Mahler, and all the wonderful performers who came in today from Chicago Shakespeare Theater. And thanks also to our music producer, Hudson Fair, for mixing this all so well, and to the impromptu producer, Louise Frank. And one more time, I want to mention exactly what's going on at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, Gypsy, in the Courtyard Theater through March 23rd, and Roadshow of Stephen Sondheim will be in the theater upstairs from March 13th through May 4th. One of these things you should not miss. Thanks all once again. Back to you, Suzanne.
Thanks, Carrie, and yes, thanks to the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. This impromptu on 98.7 WFMT is supported in part by a grant from the Elizabeth F. Cheney Foundation, a Chicago-based philanthropy dedicated to arts and culture, and by generous contributions from members of WFMT's Fine Arts Circle. If you enjoyed this live performance, please consider joining the Fine Arts Circle yourself. You can become a WFMT member easily right now by pledging online at WFMT.com.